Earth, sky.
We've flown more than a dozen spacecraft missions to Mars. In fact, each time we send a new spacecraft, we're sending instruments that make different measurements, and it's almost like we've discovered a whole new planet.
You are listening to planetary scientist Bruce Jacowski, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Jacowski is principal investigator of a new NASA mission to the planet Mars called MAVEN, short for Mars Atmospheric and Volatile Evolution. MAVEN got the green light to develop for a 2013 launch. Dr. Jacowski spoke more about it with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Now, what is MAVEN, the Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution mission?
Our mission is designed to explore the upper atmosphere of Mars. What we're trying to do is to look at how gases escape from the atmosphere to space. What we want to do is understand how the climate has changed, how the atmosphere has changed over time. And we think the evidence points to loss out the top of the atmosphere as having been a very important process in that history of climate. We're going to be the first mission to fully explore the upper atmosphere. And our goal is to learn what happened to the atmosphere. Where did the atmosphere go? Where did the water go?
So, Dr. Jacowski, tell us more about what you hope to discover with this new NASA Mars orbiter, the MAVEN orbiter.
The measurements we're going to make are designed to answer these questions about loss to space. What we want to do is determine what the current state of the upper atmosphere and the ionosphere is, how escape processes operate today, and then understand the processes that are responsible for controlling these. We can't measure what happened over 4 billion years, which is what we'd like to do. No spacecraft mission can last that long, and it's hard to measure things in the past. But we can understand what happened in the past by looking at what's happening today. When we have the measurements that tell us what's happening today, we can extrapolate to earlier times and determine what the integrated loss to space has been through time. We're looking at a time in the solar cycle when the energetic drivers of the atmosphere are changing. The ultraviolet energy that drives the chemistry and that drives escape and the solar wind are changing significantly at the time we're going to be measuring. So we'll be able to see the response of the atmosphere directly to those changes in the solar wind and in the sun. We know what the sun was like in the past from studying other stars. So that immediately allows us to extrapolate backwards in time.
Dr. Jacowski, I'm hoping you could give us a little bit of scientific context here into the investigations of the planet Mars. There's a long history of exploration of Mars. NASA sent the Mars rovers, which I know a lot of people listening are familiar with. There's also the high-rise orbiter that has been taking some fantastic pictures of the surface, the Phoenix lander. That collected and analyzed samples of the soil there. And there have been others as well. And now this new MAVEN orbiter, why are scientists focusing their attention on the planet Mars?
There's really a couple of fundamental questions that people are interested in looking at Mars. The first is that Mars is a very Earth-like planet. We see a lot of evidence for many of the same processes operating on Mars that operate on Earth. It has seasons much like the Earth, polar caps. We see geological features that are very much like those we see on Earth, volcanoes, sand dunes, channeled, carved by water, things like that. And by studying Mars, we can study a planet that is different from the Earth, but on which the same processes have operated. In essence, that gives us different boundary conditions, if you will, to study a system. It lets us understand how planets in general work. You study two very different planets, but with the same processes, and try to understand why are they so different. That's the first thing. The second question that people have is there life on Mars, or was there life on Mars? That's really one of the key questions that people are interested in. We're not going to determine whether there was life, but our mission is designed to understand the planetary context. What was the climate like and why has it changed over time? And that lets us answer questions about the nature of planetary habitability in general and at Mars in particular. So we want to understand the degree to which Mars was habitable and how it changed over time. we're just really excited to see what it's doing because it's something nobody will have seen before. And the more we find out about Mars, the more we're discovering that it, too, is a system just as complicated as the one on Earth. The only thing it's lacking is oceans, and there are people who think that there were oceans early on Mars. If not oceans, there certainly seems to be pretty convincing evidence for standing bodies of water like lakes, for river channels, and for a very active hydrological cycle, a water cycle. And of course, with liquid water, at least in the past or possibly today deep in the subsurface, there's the possibility for life. So Mars is just an exciting place to be exploring.
These questions of water and life on Mars are questions that possibly the MAVEN mission might help answer. What is the status right now of the mission? I understand that NASA basically just gave it the green light to go and develop it. Tell us more about that.
We've been for what NASA calls formulating the mission for about 6 years now. We'll be finalizing the design over the next year, and then we have two more years to build it, assemble it, and test it. The launch is scheduled right now for November 18, 2013, just over 3 years away. So we have a lot of work to do between now and then, but we've got an outstanding team, and this team is really up for it.
And we wish you success on that. Dr. Jakowski, thank you for speaking with us today. One final question. What's the most important thing you want people today to know about the Mars MAVEN mission?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say the most important thing is that we're going to be doing exciting science, but we're one mission in a program. And it's the program, the Mars program, that has been making all these discoveries over the past 20 years and that we hope to continue. There's still a lot of exciting science at Mars, after MAVEN, with MAVEN and after MAVEN. And not least in importance is the question of whether there was life. So we're looking forward to a vigorous study of Mars for the next several decades.
You've been listening to Bruce Jakowski, principal investigator of the Mars MAVEN mission and a professor in the Laboratory for Atmospheric and Space Physics and the Department of Geological Sciences at the University of Colorado Boulder. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.